We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's game one of the biggest series of the season to date for the DJs as Dunedin welcomes in the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Good evening, everybody, and welcome into the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. It's Larry Larson in with you. The pregame show is always brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. The stakes this week are pretty simple. They always say you can't win a division title in July or August, but you can sure lose it, and that's what's at stake this week. The Blue Jays trail Fort Myers by 3 games for first place in the second half standings in the Florida State League West. Coming into today's action, which, by the way, is delayed 15 minutes due to a rainstorm, so we'll get started at approximately 6:45 for here in Game 1. So if the Blue Jays win this series, they will very much insert themselves in the playoff race, probably for the rest of the regular season or at least the next few weeks. For Fort Myers, if they come in and win this series, that really puts them with a strong hold on the division lead for the rest of the way. For more on the Mighty Muscles, we chatted with the voice of the Mighty Muscles, John Vitas, just a few moments ago for the pregame show. So let's get to know Fort Myers a little bit better. Here's John. We're here on the pregame show now, joined by John Vitas, voice of the Mighty Muscles. John, appreciate your time. And how about these muscles in the second half? You look at the standings in the first half, and you thought, kind of like Dunedin, they were a bit of a non-factor. But now they've really hit the reset button in the second half. We'll start there. What has clicked with this group?
Yeah, 15-7 start, so that's huge. Thanks for having me. The offense has been the big factor here. The pitching staff's been solid all year, kind of middle of the pack in a lot of categories. But the offense is an older group. We've signed a few guys out of the independent leagues who have produced. They were a big part of our weekend in Clearwater, where we swept the Threshers. I think we outscored them 22-7 over the weekend. They had some big crowds there, 4,000 plus, and we quieted them early in those two night games. So it was fun to watch. A comeback win on Sunday. The Muscles were up 4-0, then down 6-4, came back to win 10-6. They had a homer in every game of the series, which is rare. You know, we're well under a home run per game for the season. So the power is there. The maturity is there. We had a pretty young and raw team in April, and the Twins slowly but surely brought in some more stable bats that have turned the season around.
Yeah, I know one guy that I remember from watching that first series was Peyton Eales, and then, you know, a guy like Nick Lucky coming in, college teammate with Eales. How about those indie ball guys? You know, I think some of those guys can tend to sneak under the radar, but just how much have they contributed, maybe off the field as well?
Yeah, in the clubhouse, they've made an instant impact. Eales was the first guy to come in and really change the culture. Recently, it's been Rickson Wingrove, who spent parts of 2 years with the Threshers, has WBC experience. He's made it all the way up to Double A. So the Twins signed him out of the Long Island Ducks organization and stuck him straight into the middle of our lineup, and he's been producing in a big way. So recently, it's been Wingrove and Lucky. Previously, it was Peyton Eales, and there's been a couple of pitchers, too, from the independent leagues that have really helped us out. Ricky Castro, who was just promoted yesterday. So the older guys coming in have really righted the ship, and Wingrove and Lucky in particular recently have been producing in a big way.
So we go from the old to the young. Got to ask about Walker Jenkins, Twins top prospect, a top 10 prospect in all of baseball. Sample size has been maybe a little bit less than you'd like at this point in the year, but tell me about him. Has he lived up to the hype?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He passes the eye test in every way possible. He looks like a NFL player. He's built strong. There's, you know, four or five tools there, which is the reason he went fifth overall in last year's draft. Really unfortunate start to the season. You know, he was obviously our headliner going into opening day. Second inning of opening day, he leaps for a ball up against the fence, makes a really nice catch, but tweaks his hamstring and ended up missing close to 2 months with that injury. Spent two full weeks in the FCL rehabbing before we finally got him back about a month ago. What really stands out about his performance so far is his strike zone awareness. He does not chase out of the zone ever. He's got a handful of more walks than strikeouts so far this season. The power hasn't quite come yet. I believe he only has two home runs this season. He hit a triple off the wall in Clearwater this weekend, so he will get his extra base hits, but he's not quite a home run hitter at this stage of his career. I mean, he very well could hit a few here before the end of the year, but right now it's just going to all fields, getting up to speed with the pro game. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in high A before the end of the year with the way he's been playing, but yes, if you come out to see him in person, he will definitely stand out.
How about a guy that Dunedin fans know, Angel Del Rosario, you know, picked up in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft. What's his season been like?
Yeah, up and down. He had a similar soft tissue injury like Walker. He missed about a month and then had to go to the FCL for a couple weeks to rehab. He's been our spark plug, our speed guy, mostly playing second base, but he can play some corner outfield and some shortstop too. So he's usually either batting first or ninth, and once he gets on base, it's almost a guarantee he's going to run at some point because he has top of the scale speed, which I think is gotten him the opportunities that he has gotten in the lineup. So he's not playing every day, but when he's out there, he's making a difference with his legs, and he's been a little cooler with the bat lately, but as long as he's putting the ball in play, he's going to beat out a lot of ground balls and hit, you know, closer to 300 than 200.
Let's flip over to the pitching side. You know, starter today and Ross Dunn, who's really struggled lately in his last three starts. I feel like today is an important start for him, especially considering, you know, we were just talking before we came on here about the piggyback situation. Tell me about Ross and maybe what hasn't clicked for him lately.
Yeah, Ross is on extra rest today, so hopefully that benefits him. It's been a season of fits and starts for him, and a lot of our starting pitchers, with all the weather, as well as the fact that we've had almost too many starters. We've had eight or nine starters on our roster at times. So between doubleheaders and piggybacks and things like that, a lot of our guys have kind of been stuck around that 50-pitch threshold as opposed to being in a regular rotation where you're going 90 pitches once every 6 days. So he's kind of been in that category where he's not really been on a regular schedule. We just skipped him coming out of the All-Star break, so he's on close to 2 weeks of rest because he's been struggling. I'm sure they've been working on some things. He like we said with Walker, he passes the eye test. I mean, he's a 6'3", strong left-hander, only throws 89 to 92, but as a lefty, that's usually fine.
Yeah.
He can pound the zone when he's going well. He's got a slider and a changeup, so there's definitely ingredients there to be a starting pitcher at the pro level long-term, but he just has been all over the place with his command. When he's not going well, he'll miss the zone. And things have snowballed on him in a couple of innings, and that's really stained the numbers because he was, at a 2.5-3 ERA for part of the season, and then these last three starts, he's blown up. I think his WHIP is 4 over his last three outings, so he just has not been able to get deep. And today's a big opportunity for him to try and flip the script.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Every day is. That's the beauty of baseball, right? Last question here for you. You kind of asked me about it, but in terms of pitchers to watch, but how about just generally under the radar guys on this group? You look at Walker Jenkins, easy for him to stand out. Who's maybe somebody that might surprise some fans tuned in or here at the ballpark this week?
Yeah, there's two guys from a scouting perspective that may not have the numbers you would that jump off the page, but Brandon Winokur and Byron Churio are guys that are going to check a lot of boxes for scouts. They both have plus arms. They're both amazing athletes, plus speed. Churio's a switch hitter. He's a guy who's, they're both still teenagers. They're both 19 years old. So those two guys are going to jump out from a scouting perspective. One pitcher who's been been really hot of late, and I think he's going to get a start here this week and an opportunity to really to continue to build momentum is Paulshon Pascolato. He's a guy who's been in and out of the rotation, kind of a three-inning guy all year. He had some really good outings back in April, then hit a rut and has been back on the upswing the last few outings out of the bullpen, two or three scoreless in his last handful of outings. So he's dropped that ERA a good point or two. And he's a guy, when he's on, he's 93 to 95 with good stuff across the board. So if he gets an opportunity to start either game two or game three of this series, look for him to maybe give three or four good innings and get stretched out a little bit to maybe be in the rotation moving forward.
Sure. Well, John, appreciate your time, and best of luck this week, but not too much luck. It's a big week.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun series. We're starting to get to that point where we're watching the standings and trying to gauge who might get the second half spot, so it should be a lot of fun. Good working with you, Larry.
That was John Vitas, the voice of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It should be a fun week indeed. Let's dive into it, starting with first things first. It's the standings in the Florida State League West Division. The standings you see here are the overall standings, where Dunedin and Fort Myers look pretty unsuspecting, right? Fort Myers in third place at 46 and 41. Blue Jays a half game behind them at 46 and 42. But the second half standings, things are nice and tight. Fort Myers in first at 15 and 7. Lakeland in second, 2.5 games back. Things just got interesting for them. More on that later. Dunedin, 3 games back at 12 and 10 behind the Mighty Muscles. So that's where things stand coming into this week. Let's take a look at the pitching matchup for game one of this 6-game series. The pitching matchup is presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. It features a righty for the Jays and a lefty for Fort Myers. For the Mighty Muscles, it's Ross Dunn, southpaw, who stands at 6'3", 225, selected by the Twins in the 10th round of last year's draft. He has struggled lately. Across his last 3 outings, 5 innings and 15 earned runs to balloon his ERA to 6.35 and 39 and two-thirds innings on the season. Ryan Watson gets his second start of the season with the DJs, as he was signed at Indie Ball last month by Toronto. He opened his season with the Florence Yalls in the Frontier League. So far, so good for Watson. His first start against Tampa before the All-Star break, 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, but 7 strikeouts and just 1 walk. So that's the pitching matchup today. It's Ryan Watson for the Jays and Ross Dunn for Fort Myers. We are just about ready for our nation's national anthem. We'll take a listen in, then we'll come back with starting lineup, which has just been adjusted for Fort Myers. We got a lineup earlier. It has since changed just a few moments ago for Fort Myers. More on that here in a moment after the anthem.
Fans, please remove your caps, and for those who are able, please rise for the singing of the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, came through the night.
A smooth rendition of our nation's national anthem has us ready for baseball a little bit later than expected today due to some rain. But no less, we will play tonight in Game 1 of a six-game series. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight. First, for the visitors from Fort Myers, three games ahead of the Jays in the second half standings. Walker Jenkins will lead it off in DH. He was originally scheduled to be the center fielder, but he will DH tonight. Byron Chorio will bat second and play left field. Brandon Winokur is the shortstop, batting third. Pancho Ruiz will catch and bat cleanup. Rickson Wingrove, the former Clearwater Thresher, is back in the FSL, this time with Fort Myers, batting fifth and playing first. Nick Lucky will hit sixth and play second base. Maddox Houghton is out in center, batting seventh. Yoander Martinez is the third baseman, batting eighth. And Angel Del Rosario, the former Dunedin Blue Jay, will bat ninth and play right. Those are the Mighty Muscles, and these are the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting with Victor Arias in the top spot, one of the league's best hitters this year. Arias in left. Arjun Namala at shortstop, batting second. Blue Jays number three prospect. Joan Helipunte is the DH, batting third. Nick Deschamps will catch and bat cleanup. Manuel Beltre is over at third base, batting fifth. Braden Berry is out in center. Christian Feliz will bat seventh and play first. Gene Joseph is out in right, hitting eighth. And Bryce Arnold rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. That's the lineup and the defense behind starting pitcher Ryan Watson for the Jays. Those starting lineups are presented by Bon Appetit for a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view. Visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. Fans still filing in after that rain earlier, and Ryan Watson is just getting his warm-up tosses going. Watson, 25 years old, a native of Atlanta, Georgia, signed by the Blue Jays out of Indy Ball after he opened the season with the Florence Yalls of the Frontier League. So far, an affiliated ball for Watson in one start with the Jays and a few starts with the Florida Complex League Jays. Watson has posted a 6.92 ERA in six appearances, four of them starts, 26 innings, and he struck out 32 batters while walking just five. And that's the biggest thing with him. Watson throws strikes, and a lot of them. That's what you can expect from him, a graduate of Georgia State. Blue Jays defense just about ready to go. They're suited up in their alternate powder blue tops today. Dunedin, across the chest in blue and white, with blue and white numbers on the back, with powder blue caps and a navy blue bill. Walker Jenkins will lead it off for Fort Myers, the Twins' number one prospect and first-round draft pick in last year's draft. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch from Watson is on the way. Jenkins takes a called strike on a fastball, and we are underway at 6:48 Eastern Time. Glad you're with us, starting a little bit late again due to some rain in the area. 0-1 to Jenkins. Cutter taken for a called strike, two on the outside edge. Quickly 0-2 on Jenkins, who comes into this game riding an 11-game hit streak. Went 2-for-4 on Sunday. The 0-2 is tapped towards the middle right at Bryce Arnold, the second baseman. He fields it cleanly and throws in time to first to get a hustling Jenkins for out number one. Brings up Byron Chorio.
Left fielder number nine, Byron Chorio.
Chorio came over to the Twins in that Pablo Lopez deal. That brought Lopez, one of the game's best pitchers, from Miami to Minnesota. First pitch to the lefty. He thought about a slider, held up, but it's a called strike, and it's 0-1. No score, just getting started, top of the first. Big six-game set here this week. Fort Myers with that three-game lead over the Jays.
Chorio in a narrow upright stance, waits on the 0-1 and waves and misses. A good sinker there from Watson. And it's 0-2. Watson throws a sinker, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. He says his fastball is his favorite pitch right now, but he's really working on developing that cutter. He rocks and deals the 0-2. And Chorio takes a changeup low and in. And it's 1-2. Game time temperature tonight at 88 degrees. Cooled off by the rain a bit under overcast skies. The 1-2 is a called strike three. Fastball spotted up on the inside black. And Ryan Watson has his first strikeout tonight. And it's 2-up, 2-down. And the top of the first. Here's Brandon Winokur.
Shortstop, number 25, Brandon Winokur.
Winokur went 0-for-5 in Sunday's Fort Myers victory. First pitch. Slider misses outside, and it's 1-0. With that 0-for-5 night, Winokur's batting average drops to .247. He's got five homers, respectable .727 OPS. 1-0 offer. Is tapped foul behind home plate. 1-1. Winokur, one of a few young guys on this Fort Myers roster, just 19 years old, drafted by the Twins in the third round last year at a high school in California. Watson's 1-1. Fastball blazes in there at the knees, taken for a called strike, and it's 1-2. No score, top of the first. Just getting underway a little bit late. Watson trying for a very swift first inning. His 1-2 pitch. A slider taken just outside. 2-2. Watson sure looks the part. Big guy, 6'3", 204. From the center of the rubber, he deals the 2-2. And it's bounced to the shortstop, Namala. He gobbles it up, belt high, throws to first in time. Routine. And it's a routine 1-2-3 first inning for Ryan Watson. We go to the bottom half. We've got no score. Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. We go to the bottom of the first at TD Ballpark, and we've got no score in the series opener between Fort Myers and Dunedin. Two teams in the second half playoff race going at it this week, and Ross Dunn takes the baseball for the Mighty Muscles. His first pitch to Victor Arias on the way. A fastball misses high for 1-1. Ross Dunn at 6'3", 225, comes into this one with a 6.35 ERA, 39 2/3 innings. He fires, and Arias shakes his head at a fastball as it misses high. Two balls, no strikes. Arias went 2-for-3 on Sunday. A loss for the Jays on the road at Lakeland. 2-0. Victor takes a called strike. Fastball just nibbles the outside corner. It's 2-1. Home plate umpire tonight is Caden Gustafson, while Gustavo Garza is in the field. A 2-1. Arias takes a called strike, 2. Change up at the knees from Dunn. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Arias in an open stance, waits on the offer, and leans out of the way of a fastball at 90. Missed up and in. Runs it full, 3-2. Arias hitting .314 over his last 10 games to bring his average to .276 for the season. 7 homers, his OPS at .832. His average and OPS lead this squad. Payoff pitch. Fastball misses high. That's ball 4. Victor Arias works a leadoff walk in the bottom of the first. Bring up Arjun Namala. We've got no score, bottom of the first, just getting started. Namala went 1-for-4 on Sunday with a homer. 2-run shot that brought the Blue Jays within 1 run in the 8th inning after they fell behind 6-0 in the 2nd inning. First pitch to the righty, Namala swinging a foul back, and it's 0-1. Namala has also lifted 7 homers in a DJ's uniform this summer. Batting average at .206 in 45 games. Long pause. And the 0-1 is tapped in the left-handed batter's box. It stays foul. And it's 0-2 on Argent. Namala, the Blue Jays' number 3 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Drafted by the team out of high school. Last year's draft. Sporting long blue socks with his home white pants. Dunn reads a sign from Pancho Ruiz and deals. And Namala flies it high in the air, deep to left. Churio's back. He's at the wall. He has room. Jumps and makes the catch against the wall. Arias retreats back to first, and Namala is out number 1.
Designated hitter, number 45, Joangel Aponte.
Well, he sure didn't miss his 8th homer of the year by much. Oh, man. Nice play by Churio, too. Didn't rob a home run there, but not the easiest play to make up against the barrier. So Joangel Aponte climbs in now. First pitch. A changeup misses low and outside. It's 1-0. Arias still over at first. 0-0 ball game. Bottom 1. Dunn primarily works with a fastball, changeup, slider combo. So just a 3-pitch mix for him, even though he's been a starter for most of the season. 1-0. That's a strike on a fastball. Bottom of the zone. 1-1. Dunn drafted out of Arizona State by the Twins in the 10th round last year. From the third base side, he deals, and Aponte fouls it off his front ankle. Protected by a blue ankle guard. 1-2. Aponte, just like Arjun Namala, had a stint on the development list and then with the Florida Complex League club. Returned a little bit before the All-Star break, and he's hitting .205. Overall this season with 3 homers. 1-2 to Aponte. There goes Arias, and the pitch is popped up. On the infield, Arias hustling back towards first as Brandon Winokur camps under it, and the shortstop makes the catch. Aponte retired for out number 2.
Catcher number 31, Nick Deschamps.
So that brings up Nick Deschamps. Shams went 1-for-3 on Sunday. Extends a nice stretch for him. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. And the first pitch. He takes a strike at the lower reaches of the zone, and it's 0-1. Shams hitting .247 in in his 31 games of action. 794 OPS. Well above league average. 0-1 to him. A check swing on a slider in the dirt. He didn't go. One ball, one strike. Deschamps, over his last 10 games, has a 948 OPS. So he has been swinging it. 1-1. Has rolled over to the right side. Wingrove gloves it, and the big first baseman steps on first to end the inning. So Deschamps and the Blue Jays strand Victor Arias on first base after a leadoff walk. And we're scoreless through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Long time no see for these two ball clubs. First meeting between Fort Myers and the DJs since May 12th. Here we are in July in the midst of a playoff race in the second half. No score as we go to the top of the second inning. Ryan Watson, the starter for the Jays, set to face Ruiz, Wingrove, and Lucky. 4-5-6. First pitch to Ruiz in a righty-on-righty matchup. A check swing slider tapped foul. And it's 0-1. Ruiz hitting .263 on the year with four homers. .763 OPS. Slumping a bit lately, though. 0-1 from Watson. As a fly ball towards center. Braden Berry moves a bit towards left and makes the catch. Ruiz is out number one. Four straight set down by Watson to open the ball game, and here's Rickson Wingrove.
First baseman, number 43, Rickson Wingrove.
Wingrove, a big left-handed batter, listed on the roster at 6'4", 260. Native of Australia, scooped up by the Twins as a free agent earlier this summer. Bats from a narrow stance from the left side. First pitch to him. He takes all the way, and a changeup misses low and in. Ball one. Wingrove playing his 35th game of the season with Fort Myers. Hitting .264 with six bombs. .854 OPS. That's all-star level. 1-0. Paints the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays infield playing to pull for Wingrove. Arnold shaded in the hole at second base. 1-1. Wingrove bounces it towards Arnold at second. He charges. It's Feliz who scoops it up and backhand flips to Ryan Watson, who covers first base in time. Two up, two down, and the visitor's second.
Second baseman, number four, Nick Lucky.
Brings up Nick Lucky with the bases empty. Scoreless ball game, top of the second. Lucky, another veteran of sorts, not necessarily of pro baseball, but played five seasons at Coastal Carolina. First pitch to the lefty. It's a called strike, and it's 0-1. A fair amount of lefties in this Muscles lineup tonight, including Lucky, a 240 hitter. A one toss from Watson is tapped foul behind home plate. Quickly 0-2. Lucky was signed by the Twins out of Indy Ball. Opened his season with Lancaster in the Atlantic League. Played 32 games there, hit 281, and the Twins saw that, and they said, you know what, come on down. 0-2. Lucky lines it foul. Left field side, we'll do it again. And talking with John Vitas, the voice of the Mighty Muscles, one thing he's pointed out was back in April, this Fort Myers team was very young, and then the Twins went out and got some vets. The culture's kind of changed in the locker room. 0-2 is a called strike three. Well-located fastball on the inside corner sets down Lucky, and Ryan Watson is flying through the Fort Myers lineup early in this ballgame. Six up, six down. We go to the home second, still scoreless on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Bottom of the second inning in Dunedin. We're scoreless in the series opener between the Mighty Muscles and the Blue Jays. Manny Beltre, Braden Berry, and Christian Feliz due up against Ross Dunn. First pitch from the southpaw to Beltre is a called strike on a changeup, low outside corner, and it's 0-1. Manny, a 242 hitter this year with four homers. 0-1 to the righty. Paints the inside corner. Another good changeup from Dunn. And it's 0-2. Manny went 0-3 on Sunday. The Blue Jays' comeback effort fell just a bit short. And they settled for a series split. Just two games over the weekend in Lakeland. Saturday was rained out. 0-2. Beltre pops it up. First base side, foul ground. Wingrove is over there on the warning track, and it drops. Dropped in play about 2 or 3 feet away from Wingrove. And Beltre will get another crack at it here. Beltre, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect, number 26 on the pipeline list. Dunn from the wind, twists and tosses the next 0-2. A slider misses high and outside. One ball, two strikes. We mentioned Dunn's three-pitch mix in the first inning. He really leans on his changeup as his primary off-speed pitch. Along with that slider, 1-2. It is popped up on the left field side, and this one will find the seats. Still one ball, two strikes. Dunn's fastball at an average of about 90 miles an hour. Changeup and slider, both right around 84. Sure looks the part. Big southpaw. Those are always a commodity. Next 1-2. Beltre with a swing and a foul back. He's battling here, still 1-2. Beltre comes into this series struggling a little bit. In the second half, 1-2. It's hopped down to third base, diving stop for Martinez, gets up, throws to first, just in time to get Beltre by a step. A ridiculous play from Yoander Martinez down at third base. Full extension diving grab from Martinez to take a hit away from Beltre. One down. Brings up Braden Berry, who went 0 for 4 on Sunday. Another right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher matchup. First pitch, a swing and a miss. 0-1. No score, bottom two. Berry getting his first crack at the Mighty Muscles after he missed the first series between these clubs as he was on the 60-day IL with a broken wrist. 0-1. And change up low. Over the plate, but down. One ball, one strike. Berry in just 10 games this season, 3 for 29. The 1-1 is fouled off the first base side, out of play. One ball, two strikes. Fort Myers suited up in their purple alternates today. Muscles across the chest, trimmed in gold. Black numbers on the front and back with purple caps. The 1-2. Fastball just misses off the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes. Gotta love that purple look. It's not a color you see very often in baseball. A lot of blues, a lot of reds. Not much purple. 2-2. Line drive into left center. Long run for Houghton. He lunges and makes a miraculous catch. My goodness, Maddox Houghton. That ball was stung by Berry, ticketed for the gap. Houghton using full extension, half leaping, half diving to take a hit away from Berry. Two web gems from the Mighty Muscles in this second inning. Wow. Base is empty for Christian Feliz. First pitch is a called strike. Slider at the top of the zone makes it 0-1. Well, you look at Fort Myers on paper, and defense is not a strength of this team. 0-1 down. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Fort Myers actually leads the league in errors with 125 coming into this week. 1-1 to Christian. Misses inside. Two balls, one strike. Feliz a 195 batter. But 14 homers. Leads the team and it's second in the league. 2-1. Christian takes in the dirt. Three balls, one strike. Feliz having himself a good month of July. Batting average 286 over his last 10. 3-1. He fouls it back out of play. Runs it full, 3-2. No score, bottom two. Ross Dunn is not allowed a base runner after issuing a leadoff walk to Victor Arias in the first. Payoff pitch. Feliz with another foul ball. He stays alive. We'll do it again. This feels like a big start for Ross Dunn. Pitching on extra rest. Hasn't pitched since before the All-Star break on July 11th. 3-2. Misses a touch outside, and Christian Feliz works a two-out walk. Good patient AB and a tough take from Feliz on a fastball that was close to the zone, but a tick outside.
Right fielder,
that gives Gene Joseph a chance here in the second inning. Fort Myers nothing, Blue Jays nothing, bottom two. Joseph hitting 229. OPS at 666. First pitch. Fastball pops Pancho Ruiz's mitt on the inside corner, taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Dunn in his last three starts before this one, 0-1. Misses low, 1-1. Listen to these numbers. 5 innings and 15 earned runs. That pretty much tells the story, right? And a lot of that is hard contact. 14 hits, 1-1. Misses inside. 2-1. So I'm sure the All-Star break provided a nice chance for Dunn to hit the reset button, take a step back, work through a few things, and so far tonight, all things considered, he's looked good. 2-1. Misses in the dirt again. Ruiz with a sliding stop. Keeps Feliz at first base. 3-1. Dunn, 22 years old, a native of California. He's ready for the 3-1. Feliz takes off. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw down is late. The big fella swipes second base, and the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position. All right, Christian, show us the wheels. His second stolen base of the season. So it's a full count on Joseph. Dunn sets and deals, and Gene taps it down to third. Martinez gloves it, throws across the way, and Wingrove can't scoop it. He doesn't know where the ball is. Here comes Feliz around third, and he scores. Blue Jays strike first with a little bit of help. It's 1-0 in the second. Well, what were we saying about Fort Myers' defense? A few spectacular plays in this inning, but that one somewhat routine. Turns into an error and turns into a Blue Jays run. Should be an E5 on Martinez down at third base. It's a two-base error. Wingrove had a play on that ball, almost scooped it, and then he didn't know where it went. That has got to be the worst feeling in the world as a baseball player, right? Everybody's looking at you to field the ball, and you don't know where the ball is. Ooh. So it is an E5. That allows Feliz to score from second base. After a mound visit from Ryan Ritchie, Bryce Arnold climbs in. Throw to second base is close, but Joseph dives back in. Richie, one of two pitching coaches on staff for Fort Myers. Richard Salazar also listed as pitching coach. Now the first pitch to Bryce. The righty takes high and outside, 1-1. Arnold, a 186 hitter, 61 games. He's got 5 homers. That does not include a homer in AAA. In a 2-game stint, he had up with the Bisons. 1-0. Arnold takes a cut and a miss. 1-1. Bryce, a native of Ontario, signed by the Blue Jays as an undrafted free agent after a collegiate career at Campbell. 1-1. Arnold pops it up out of play behind home plate. 1-2. Blue Jays hold a 1-0 advantage without a hit. They score here in the second thanks to a walk and an error. Dunn trying to end the inning. The 1-2 is cut on and missed. That's 3, and the inning is over. Dunn picks up his first strikeout, but he does allow an unearned run on a throwing error from Martinez, the third baseman, that allows Feliz to score from second base. Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead as we go to the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Leading off the top of the third inning for the Mighty Muscles, center fielder number 19.
Lower third of Fort Myers lineup due up against Ryan Watson as the Blue Jays have a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. Thanks to a throwing error from Yoander Martinez, third baseman for Fort Myers, last half inning. First pitch from Ryan Watson to Maddox Houghton. Misses in, ball one. Six up, six down for Watson so far with two strikeouts. The kick in the 1-0 pitch. Houghton taps it foul behind home plate. One ball, one strike. Houghton was originally scheduled to have the day off today, but he was a very late insertion into the lineup. He's played 65 games, OPSing 710. He grounds one down to third base. Beltre is there. The toss across is in time. Make it 7 up, 7 down for Ryan Watson to open the ball game. And here is Martinez.
Third baseman, number one, Yoander Martinez.
Martinez with an opportunity to make up for his error. It's the best part about baseball, right? Get the chance to erase a prior mistake with a later at-bat or a later opportunity. Righty on righty in the first pitch to Martinez. Misses high on a fastball. It's 1-0. 1-0 Jays, top of the third. Glad you're with us on your Tuesday night. A series opener of a big six-game set. 1-0. Bottom of the zone called strike, 1-1. Martinez has played 46 games, 191 hitter. The kick and the pitch. Is rolled to shortstop. Namala charges, gloves it, throws to first in time. Two up, two down, two ground ball outs for Watson in the third. Base is empty for Angel Del Rosario.
Number two, Angel Del Rosario.
If you're a loyal follower of the Dunedin Blue Jays, you might be thinking, hey, I thought this guy was just in Vancouver. Former Dunedin Blue Jay, now with the Twins org. First pitch, he takes all the way, called strike, and it's 0-1. Del Rosario spent most of last season with Dunedin before getting a taste of high A with Vancouver. A one toss from Watson. Is it called strike two? 0-2, good cutter there. And Manny Beltre having some fun with Del Rosario as he climbed in the box. He was playing in on the grass, slapping the ground, expecting maybe a bunt from the speedster. 0-2. A slider yanked down and outside, taken for ball one. It's 1-2. So Del Rosario hitting .245 in 39 games, hampered by an injury earlier in the season. The 1-2. is bounced foul behind home plate. We'll do it again. Blue Jays lead it one zip. The third inning. Watson's 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on a nasty wipeout slider. And Ryan Watson has his sharp stuff tonight. 9 up, 9 down for the right-hander. As we go to the home third, Blue Jays lead one zip on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Number 47, Victor Arias.
Blue Jays lead 1-0 over Fort Myers as we go to the home half of the third, and Ross Dunn is back out. First pitch to Victor Arias. The Blue Jays leadoff man is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Arias walked in the first inning, was left stranded on first base. A one offer. Paints the outside black, called strike, and it's 0-2. We've talked plenty about Victor's success with this Blue Jays team this season. 0-2 to him, a cut and a miss, strike three. And Ross Dunn wins the battle this time. His second strikeout, and it's out number one.
Shortstop
third.
Number 18, Arjun Nambala.
Brings up Arjun Nambala with nobody on. Blue Jays 1, Fort Myers nothing, bottom three. Nambala just missed a homer his first time. First pitch outside on a changeup, ball one. Nambala flied out to the wall where Byron Chorio made a jumping catch up against the barrier. Dunn rocks and fires. Nambala checks his swing on an off-speed offer down and outside, and he went. One ball, one strike. Nambala in a slightly open stance from the right side. 1-1 to him is popped up high in the air to left. Churio battling the sun. Shades in now. He's under it and makes the catch. A loud fly out from Nambala. Didn't miss that one by much either. Just got way under it. And there's two down. Brings up Joan Helaponte with nobody on. 1-0 Blue Jays advantage in the third. Dunn's first offer. Helaponte pops it foul the opposite way. 0-1. Helaponte popped out to the shortstop Winokur in the first inning. Had a good weekend for himself in two games in Lakeland. Went 2-for-5 on Friday. A one pitch is bounced the opposite way, snagged by Wingrove on a bounce. He hustles to the pillow and steps on it to end the inning. Good bounce back frame from Ross Dunn. He needed that one. Works a 1-2-3 bottom of the third. And we cruise right along to the fourth. Blue Jays lead remains 1-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Twins top prospect Walker Jenkins set to lead it off against Ryan Watson in the top of the fourth inning. Jenkins' mighty muscles trailing the Blue Jays one zip in the first game of six this week between Florida State League West rivals. Fort Myers leads the Blue Jays by three games in the second half standings. First pitch to Jenkins, a screamer right at Arjun Damala. One pitch, one out as the shortstop makes the catch. Well, Jenkins hit that ball pretty darn hard, 103 off the bat, but they can thank the scouting report for that line out. L6 for out number one. And here's Byron Churio. Back-to-back lefties at the top of the lineup for Fort Myers. First pitch to Churio. Has popped into shallow center. Berry comes inward, and he makes the catch. Two pitches, two outs for Ryan Watson. That probably means you can expect Brandon Whitaker to take the first pitch here. Although you never know. Watson at 34 pitches through 3 2/3. And time is called now for an unknown reason. Looks like Caden Gustafson, the home plate umpire, maybe called time. Brian Meyer, rather that's not Brian Meyer, the third base coach. Maybe that is Brian Meyer. Well, Meyer listed as number 16 on the roster, but he's wearing 21. First pitch to Winokur. He does take, and it's a called strike at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. That is Brian Meyer. Came in to talk things over with Winokur and Gustafson. We play on, 0-1 pitch, low, one ball, one strike. One zip. Blue Jays lead it, top of the fourth. Winokur, a tall drink of water, rocks back and forth from the right side, 1-1 to him. Misses low again. Over the plate but down, two balls, one strike. Winokur, much taller than your average shortstop. Really long levers. 6'6", 210. It's a big dude. 2-1 pitch. A breaking ball popped up out of play on the first base side. Two balls, two strikes. Wind breezing towards the right field foul pole as the sun continues to shine through an overcast sky here on the Gulf Coast. 2-2 from Ryan Watson. Misses upstairs and runs it full, 3-2. Watson is not allowed a base runner in this ball game. He's got three strikeouts, one in each inning. Hoping to continue that trend right here. Payoff pitch to Winokur. On the way. It's a fly ball into left center. Berry moves over towards left, and the center fielder puts the squeeze on it, and Ryan Watson works another 1-2-3 frame. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Score still, Blue Jays 1, Fort Myers nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Now pitching for the Mighty Muscles,
it's the bottom of the fourth inning in Dunedin, and Justin Topa is on for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The right-hander, a rehabbing big leaguer on the 60-day injured list with a knee injury, acquired by the Twins over the offseason, making his first appearance with Fort Myers here. Topa will face 4-5-6 in the Blue Jays lineup, slated to just go one inning here. Topa, 33 years old, has bounced around a little bit these last few seasons. Originally cracked the big leagues with Milwaukee in 2020, then was traded from the Brewers to Seattle in January 2023, and then was traded from Seattle to Minnesota this past January. So he's been around the block. Nick Deschamps climbs in, left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Topa from the stretch, first pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. Cutter, actually, at 86 in the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Deschamps 0-1 with a ground out down to first, his first time in the first. 0-1. Has popped up. Foul ground on the first base side. And that ball sails into the seats. Quickly 0-2. Another cutter there from Topa. Topa was a valued member of Seattle's bullpen last year. Had a real good season. 0-2. Has bounced foul. First base side. We'll have a do-over. In 69 innings last year, Topa pitched to a 2.61 ERA. All out of the bullpen. Rain starting to come down now. Maybe not ideal conditions for a guy rehabbing a knee injury. 0-2. Misses low and in. Deschamps thought it hit him. Talking to Caden Gustafson, the home plate umpire, saying, "Hey, that hit me." And Caden says, no, it didn't. 1-2. Topa kicks and deals. And Deschamps bounces another one foul, still 1-2. Topa gets a fresh baseball, rubs it up with his bare hands, working from the center of the rubber. His arm swinging back and forth. The next 1-2 to Deschamps. just misses off the inside edge. 94 on a sinker. Two balls, two strikes. So Topa is certainly a guy that, if all goes well on his rehab assignments, two-tutor to Shams, misses in. That one almost hit him. Runs it full, 3-2. Topa is a guy who could really make an instant impact with the big league club if he comes in and pitches like he did last year in Seattle. Obviously, easier said than done, especially coming off a long-term injury. Payoff pitch, outside, ball four. Shams works a leadoff walk against the big leaguer, Topa. Blue Jays have the leadoff man on for Manny Beltre in the fourth, leading one zip.
Third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Beltre grounded out down to third. And Yoander Martinez, who made an excellent diving play. Right-hander on right-hander in the first pitch to Beltre. Slider misses inside, ball one. Topa kind of hitting himself. A little frustrated with his command early in this appearance. Topa takes a breath and fires. And Beltre fouls it off the catcher, Ruiz, in a little bit of pain. One ball, one strike. Topa was drafted twice, first by the Reds in the 33rd round in 2012, and then again by the Pirates in the 17th round in 2013. 1-1 is tapped foul, third base side. We'll have a do-over. So Topa opened his career in the Pittsburgh organization. Was in their system through 2016. Didn't pitch affiliated ball in 2017, then hooked on with Texas in 2018. 1-2. Beltre comes up empty on a slider off the outside corner. That's strike three. Bounce back punch out for Topa.
Center
out number one.
Number two, Brayden Berry.
Here's Brayden Berry. 1-0 Blue Jays, bottom of the fourth. Thanks to an unearned run against Ross Dunn, who started the game for Fort Myers. His final line here in a minute. First pitch to Berry. In there for a called strike. It's 0-1. So the final numbers on Dunn. Three innings, no hits, one run. It was unearned. Two walks, two strikeouts. Good bounce back for him after a really tough three-start stretch. Deschamps takes off for second, throw to second. Deschamps' slide comes up short, and he's tagged out. So Topa picks off Deschamps, and that erases the leadoff walk. Well, Deschamps thought he caught Topa snoozing, and that was not the case. 0-1 on Braden. The pitch. Down. One ball, one strike. Berry lined out to center in the second inning. So he's 0-for-1. As clouds continue to move overhead, the 1-1 is tapped back towards the mound. Topa pounces off the mound, scoops it up, and underhand flips to first base in time, and the inning is over. Well, Topa's rehab assignment goes successfully. One inning, no runs. He works around a walk and strikes out. One. Score remains 1-0 Blue Jays as we head to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Leading off the top of the fifth inning.
It's a pitcher's duel so far to open this six-game series. It's Dunedin 1 and Fort Myers nothing. Fort Myers bats red hot over the weekend on the road at Clearwater. You see that graphic if you're watching on MILB TV. 22 runs and 13 extra base hits in a three-game sweep. Ryan Watson fires the first pitch to Pancho Ruiz. It's lined right at Manny Beltre at third base. And for the second straight inning, one pitch, one out for Watson. He has been on cruise control. Brings up Rickson Wingrove. Watson has not allowed a base runner tonight. Just his second game in a Dunedin uniform. Wingrove, a left-handed batter, waits on the first pitch and takes a called strike. Cutter at the knees, and it's 0-1. 1-0 Dunedin by virtue of an unearned run in the second, in case you're just joining us. 0-1. Wingrove with a comebacker. Fielded on a hop by Watson. Jogs halfway to first and flips underhand to Christian Feliz. Two down. Base is empty for Nick Lucky.
Second baseman, number 4, Nick Lucky.
So Watson has thrown 42 pitches tonight. 32 of them have been strikes. Not bad. First pitch to Lucky. Called strike. A changeup at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Lucky struck out looking back in the second. One of three strikeout victims for Watson. First time through the lineup. 0-1. Low, and it's 1-1. Top of the fifth. Blue Jays lead at 1-0. Ryan Watson quickly turning into a story tonight. He's got the sign from Deshams. Kicks and deals. And the pitch is flied into center. Routine for Braden Berry. He makes the catch. And Ryan Watson continues to cruise along. Perfect through five. We go to the home half. It's still 1-0 Blue Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group's base. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Come out. As dark clouds continue to gather overhead, we move right along to the bottom of the fifth inning, and it's still 1-0 Blue Jays. First game of a big-time six-game set. Starting to feel like a playoff race in the Florida State League West coming out of the All-Star break. It'll be Feliz, Joseph, and Arnold to face a new pitcher in Wilker Reyes. For Fort Myers, Reyes, the southpaw, fires the first pitch to Christian Feliz. He squares to bunt, gets it down the third base side. Reyes hustles off the mound, gloves it, throws to first just in time to get Feliz in a bang-bang play. How about Christian Feliz trying to bunt for a hit? Just about the last thing you'd expect from him. Also stole a base earlier in the game. He's mixing it up. One down for Gene Joseph. Reached on an error. First pitch has popped up into shallow center. Houghton races in, calls for it, and makes a catch. Two pitches, two outs for Reyes. Barely had any time to tell you about him.
Number four, Bryce Arnold.
So let's do that now before Bryce Arnold climbs in. Reyes with an ERA at 4.5 in 14 appearances. He's thrown 22 innings. Opponent sitting 224 against him. First pitch to Arnold. He is in there for a called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays lead at 1-0, bottom five. Reyes at 6'1", 205, native of the DR, 22 years old. 0-1. Fastball misses high, 1-1. Arnold struck out swinging his first time in the second inning against Ross Dunn. Reyes gazes in for the sign. The 1-1 pitch. Called strike. It's 1-2. So we've talked plenty about Ryan Watson not allowing a base runner through five, but the Blue Jays don't have a hit yet either. Dueling no-hitters going so far. The 1-2 is fouled back, and we'll have a do-over. And frankly, looking at the weather situation, there is a very good chance that this game could end without a hit at this point. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and the Blue Jays have been no hit through five innings. Wilker Reyes works a 1-2-3 fifth. And the score remains. Blue Jays won by virtue of a walk and an error in the second. And Fort Myers nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The top of the sixth inning for Fort Myers.
One run on no hits for the Blue Jays. No runs on no hits for Fort Myers. as we go to the top of the sixth inning at TD Ballpark. Ryan Watson back out there. He is not allowed a base runner through five. We'll face 7, 8, 9, starting with Maddox Houghton here. First pitch. Line drive, shallow center, Barry in. He makes the catch. For the third consecutive inning, an out on the first pitch of the frame for Ryan Watson.
Third baseman, number one, Yoander Martinez.
Brings up Yoander Martinez, who grounded out to shortstop his first time in the third. Watson at just 47 pitches right now as lightning strikes in the distance. Watson deals the first pitch to Martinez. Long pause, and it's on the way. Martinez takes all the way and takes a called strike. Slider at the top of the zone makes it 0-1. Watson, the long-haired righty, 6'3". Kicks and delivers. And the slider misses low and outside. 1-1. Well, it just so happens that this date in baseball history is a significant one in terms of pitching performances. 1-1 pitch is cut on and missed. Nasty slider down and outside. 1-2. It was on this date, June 23rd, 2009, that Mark Burley twirled a perfect game for the Chicago White Sox. 1-2 from Watson. He buried a slider down and outside. Martinez learned his lesson there, laid off. 2-2. That, of course, an incredible pitching performance preserved by an incredible catch by Dwayne Wise in that ninth inning. The 2-2. A fly ball the opposite way, out of play on the first base side. We'll have a do-over. Martinez taps the outside corner of the plate. Watson gets a fresh baseball. And now the next 2-2 on the way. Another foul back. Martinez working Watson here. Part of the beauty of Watson's performance so far today has really been how well he's pitched to contact. Only 3 strikeouts. Another 2-2. Breaking ball called, strike 3. Locked him up in the top of the zone, and Ryan Watson has worked 2 up, 2 down in the sixth.
Number 2, Angel Del Rosario.
Make it 4 strikeouts for the righty, and here's Angel Del Rosario. Righty on righty matchup, 1-0 Blue Jays, top 6. Long pause. Watson really toying with his rhythm. First pitch to Del Rosario. Called strike on a sinker at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. A one offer. Breaking ball swung on and tapped foul behind home plate, and it's 0-2. Same old for Ryan Watson, pelting the zone, getting out ahead of hitters, and boy, if the results come today. Here comes the 0-2. Ground ball towards the middle, long run for Namala. He scoops it up, spins and throws to first, and it gets by Feliz. And that very well may be a base hit. Feliz will tag out Del Rosario, tag him just to make sure he touched the base, and he did, ruled safe. And that's a hit. So the perfect game and the no-hitter wiped out on one foul swoop, an infield hit from Angel Del Rosario. Well, they say guys play with a little extra juice against their former team, and Del Rosario comes back to bite his former team. Breaks up the perfecto. First pitch to Jenkins is popped into shallow left. Arias in a dead sprint, and he dives, and it gets by him. He knocks it down. Del Rosario goes to third. Throw goes to third. Throw back to third is by third base, and Arjun Damala is right there to back it up. Talk about a little bit of chaos as Del Rosario flew around third base despite the fact that Arias quickly pounced to his feet and got that ball back into the infield.
Left fielder, number 9, Byron Chubio.
And a good throw back to third base probably would have cut down Del Rosario. Amidst the chaos, Jenkins moves up to second base. And now, in the same inning that the perfect game and no-hitter were broken up, Fort Myers threatening to break up the shutout and the Blue Jays' lead. Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, comes out for a visit. Try and settle Watson back down into that rhythm. It's going to be called a hustle double for Walker Jenkins. That extends his hit streak to 12 games. Home plate umpire Caden Gustafson breaks up the meeting between Deshams, Reardon, and Watson. So Watson retired the first 17 batters of the ball game. Now the objective, keep the Blue Jays in front in a game that could be truncated due to rain any minute. Byron Churio in the box with runners on second and third. First pitch. The lefty takes downstairs. Ball one. And, of course, we've mentioned it a handful of times tonight, but it bears repeating. This is the biggest series of the year so far for the Blue Jays, trailing Fort Myers by 3 games for first place in the second half standings. This game matters. 1-0. Is tapped foul towards the on-deck circle, first base side. 1-1. Dark clouds quickly racing towards the ballpark from center field and left field. Watson gathers the sign from Deshams, sets and delivers. Churio takes a strike. Sinker at the top of the zone makes it 1-2. Churio 0-4-2 with a looking strikeout and a fly out to center. Watson leans in, gathers the sign. 1-2 pitch. On the way. It's drilled deep to right. Joseph back at the wall, and it's high off the fence. Del Rosario scores from third. Jenkins in right behind him, and Byron Churio comes through with a go-ahead 2-RBI double with 2 outs and 2 strikes in the sixth.
Shortstop number 25, Brandon Winokur.
Oof. So here's Brandon Winokur. First pitch. Misses outside. It's 1-0. That sound was thunder, in case you just heard that rumble. It's 1-0 on Winokur. It was 0-2 with a ground out and a fly out. 1-0. Cut and a miss. 1-1. Lights have been flipped on, providing quite the contrast to the sky above the light towers. Now Watson just trying to limit the damage to 2. Get the Blue Jays out of this inning to give him a chance to tie it. 1-1, ground ball right at Bryce Arnold, who is shaded towards the middle. He gobbles it up and sidearms to first in time. And that ends the inning. But not before Fort Myers breaks up the perfect game, the no-hitter, the shutout, and they take the lead on a 2-RBI double from Byron Churio. Our new score, Mighty Muscles 2, Blue Jays 1. Going to the home half of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. All of a sudden, Blue Jays now trail 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Walker Reyes with the first pitch to Victor Arias. It's taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So this game has gotten pretty chaotic pretty quick. Blue Jays had a perfect game through 5 2/3. 0-1 to Arias, misses outside, 1-1. And then Fort Myers got an infield single from Del Rosario, a double from Walker Jenkins, and then a 2-RBI go-ahead double from Churio to put him ahead 2-1. And by the way, the Blue Jays still don't have a hit. 1-1, a cut and a miss from Arias. It's 1-2. And then you look up towards the sky and see that the sky looks like it's about to open up. Lightning, thunder overhead, the clouds are racing. The 1-2, a swing and a miss. Arias comes up empty on the high cheddar. One down for Reyes. Here's Arjun Namala.
Number 18, Arjun Namala.
Blue Jays got their only run in unearned fashion as Christian Feliz drew a walk in the second and then scored from second base on an error from Martinez, the third baseman. First pitch to Namala. Misses down, 1-1. So this game is official. As of right now, we've played enough baseball to call this one complete. And as a result of that, the Blue Jays are probably feeling quite the sense of urgency right now. 1-0. Namala fouls it back into the screen. 1-1. Maybe you're a Minnesota Twins fan tuned in looking for Justin Topa. Well, you missed him. 1-1, called strike two. A changeup at the top of the zone makes it 1-2. Topa worked a scoreless fourth inning. Allowed one base runner on a walk. And struck out one batter. The 1-2 to Namala is fouled off behind home plate. We'll do it again. Mighty Muscles 2, Blue Jays 1, bottom 6. Mala certainly has the power to tie this game with one swing if he can cut one through the wind and thunder. 1-2. Slow tapper. Third base side. Reyes lets it roll, and it rolls foul. Wise play from Fort Myers' pitcher, as well as Martinez, the third baseman. That ball bounced off the infield grass and kicked left. So instead of an infield hit, it's another foul ball, and it's still 1-2 on Namala. A small siren sound, part of that song playing over the loudspeaker, and I think I saw some fans kind of look up, maybe look around, probably thinking, is that a tornado siren? 1-2 again is swung on and missed. Strike three. Curveball got him. There's two down. Third strikeout for Wilker Reyes.
Number 45, Joangel Aponte.
And the lights just went out. Oh, wow. They quickly flipped back on, but the lights went out for about a half second. Oh, geez. First pitch to Joangel Aponte. Misses down. It's 1-0. As if this game could get any weirder. Blue Jays were leading for most of this game while being no hit. They trail 2-1, bottom six, still being no hit. 1-0 is a called strike at the knees. It's 1-1. Aponte 0-2. A pop out and a ground out to first base his last time in the third. 1-1. Aponte with a check swing. Did he go? No swing, says Gustavo Garza. If you listen close enough, that's Mother Nature responding to the prompt from the PA. 2-1. He is in there for a called strike. Fastball on the inside, black. It's 2-2. Blue Jays likely down to their final strike here. We probably won't play on. 2-2 to Aponte from Reyes. Is fouled off. We'll do it again. Putting tarps over the bullpen mounds. At least Fort Myers is. Reyes kicks and deals the next 2-2. Aponte with another foul ball off the catcher Ruiz. Good battle here. Wind whipping the flags violently out in right center. It's begun to rain. 2-2. Another foul ball. We'll have another do-over. Blue Jays dugout barking. So is Fort Myers. Another 2-2. Check swing from Aponte. He held up. It's a fastball missed outside. We'll have a payoff pitch. Oh, this is some drama, isn't it? This game could end at any second. Aponte won't go down. Here comes the payoff from Reyes. It's grounded down to third base. Martinez scoops it up. Throw to first is in time with a stretch from Wingrove. And Fort Myers sprints off the field because the tarp is going to be coming on here momentarily. Our score as of right now, Fort Myers 2, Blue Jays 1, as we go to the top of the seventh, hopefully, on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Well, folks, it is official. We are in a rain and lightning delay at TD Ballpark. They're putting tarps on home plate and the pitcher's mound because the lightning is so close. I don't think the staff is allowed to go and pull the tarp right now. But based on the radar, it looks like Big old storm is about to bear down on TD Ballpark. Fort Myers leads 2-1 over the Blue Jays. And not only that, but Fort Myers has no-hit the Blue Jays through six innings. Just one of the stranger ball games you'll ever see. The Blue Jays led 1-0 for much of it, thanks to an unearned run in the second inning. Christian Feliz walked, stole second base, and then came in to score on Yoender Martinez throwing error on Gene Joseph's ground ball down to third. So that put the Blue Jays ahead 1-0. And then on the other side of the scorebook, Ryan Watson retired the first 17 batters he faced, but then ran into trouble with two outs in the sixth. Angel Del Rosario, the former DJ, had an infield single. Walker Jenkins then doubled. And then Byron Churio is the difference maker as it stands right now. A two-out, two-strike, two-RBI double off the wall and right to score both Del Rosario and Jenkins to make it 2-1 Fort Myers. And here we are in a rain delay as it is about to storm and storm hard at TD Ballpark. So if you're still with us, maybe tuned in the concourse, seek shelter. Maybe pull up a seat in the team store or elsewhere, and we will have official word on whether or not this game will continue here in a little bit. But seventh inning, we've played six innings. That's enough to call this game official. The Blue Jays, of course, will not want to do that, because of the playoff implications of this series. But then again, you also don't want to play a doubleheader later in the week or whatever suspending this game might result in. So here we are, one-run game, Fort Myers 2, Blue Jays 1, but it's Mother Nature with the lead as we're in a rain delay. We'll step aside for another break and come back here in a few minutes with maybe an update. Maybe not. Either way, stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside TD Ballpark, we are in a rain delay as we go to the top of the seventh inning. It's Fort Myers 2, Blue Jays 1, and not sure if this game will continue tonight. Let's pull out the pocket weather radar, if you will, and pull up the Weather Channel app. Not a sponsor, by the way, but if they do want a sponsor, shoot us an email, larry.larson@bluejays.com. Plenty of sponsorship space available on the broadcast if the Weather Channel wants to hop on board. Big storm rolling in, it looks like, from the southeast, and there is a significant amount of rain behind it that is lighter rain. So it's just a matter of whether or not that rain breaks up. I think that will decide whether or not this game will continue. But as it stands right now, big old rain rolling in to TD Ballpark. It is already coming down, not quite as heavy as it was earlier. And if you were with us early in the ball game, you might remember the start of tonight's game was postponed a little bit due to rain, pushed back to 6:45. So it is thundering, it is lightning, and it is indeed raining at TD Ballpark. Fort Myers leads 2-1 over the Blue Jays in the series opener. Game 1 of 6 here this week. Should be a lot of good baseball. Maybe you're here in town thinking, what do I want to do this week? Well, come on out to the ballpark. We've got Beach Day on Friday. Nice Hawaiian shirt giveaway for the first 1,000 fans through the gates. It's a beauty of a shirt. If you haven't seen it, you can take a look at it on our social media pages or online at DunedinBlueJays.com. We are going to send it to some rain delay programming and our conversation that we had with Blue Jays reliever Bo Bonds over the weekend on the road at Lakeland. That was a fun chat with Bo, a guy with a big personality, and he's been a big contributor for this Blue Jays club here lately out of the bullpen. So here it is, our conversation with Bo Bonds from over the weekend in Lakeland. For Bo Bonds, one of the closers for this team now, you could say, another save last night. Bo, appreciate your time, and we'll start with your recent success. Over your last 9 outings, only 2 earned runs. What has gone well for you lately?
Really just getting my fastball back. Obviously starting the year off in on the IL. Really, the Tommy John surgery and everything that happened with that, kind of took away from, some numbers on my fastball. And more importantly, the mental side of it, it was tough to get back on the mound. Getting back on the mound after surgery, it was like never even done it before. It didn't even feel like baseball. So really just getting some innings under my belt, getting more comfortable with it and getting that competitive side back. And then everything just kind of fell into place after that with my success, I guess.
Getting back on the mound after Tommy John surgery, I think in 2024, I think a lot of people take that for granted. They see maybe their favorite pitcher is going under the knife, and then a year and a half later, they expect him to be magically back to what he was. Walk us through what exactly all goes into Tommy John recovery and just how difficult it is to regain that form that you had before.
Oh, it's if you've never been through rehab for, a long period of time, I was in rehab for 14 months, I believe. It's unexplainable. If you've never gone through it, I had a total different perception of it or now than I did. Like you just said before, you hear all the numbers, oh, it's 90% success rate, blah, 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 this and that. And the guys are coming back throwing harder. Guys kind of not want to get Tommy John, but, they seem like they come back better. But in a lot of cases, that's not true. the mental side of it was very tough. Like, one of the toughest things that I've done, be just, you know, going from Louisiana with the success we had there as a team, and then going to rehab and having to do the same thing over and over every day, the same routine, watching everybody else play and, you know, get innings and do this and that while you're in the rehab room doing, you know, some dumbbell stuff. You know, it's tough. It's tough to watch everybody succeed while you just watch from the bench, you know. But I knew that my time would come. I would eventually get out of rehab, and here I am. It's more so like just mental toughness, I guess, just bearing through it.
Now, I imagine that probably gives you a greater sense of appreciation of having the chance to go out there and do it every day, right?
No, yeah. You know, before, like you said, I took it for granted. I would go out and, you know, it'd be a hot day, you know, be sitting in the pen like, I don't want to be here, man. And then, you know, I think back to those rehab days and I'm like, well, maybe I'd rather be here than there. So it kind of gives you definitely what you said, makes you, you know, like what you're doing a lot better.
Let's talk about right now in terms of that closer's role. I think a lot is made of the closer's mentality, closer's makeup. What does that mean to you in terms of coming into the game in a late spot? I mean, last night you threw 2 2/3 innings to get the team across the finish line. What is a closer's makeup, in your opinion?
It's definitely a lot different than any position on the field. A starter is completely different than a closer, I feel like. The mindset of a closer is, you know, you come in, you want to come in with bases loaded, two outs. You want to be the guy that wins the game or loses the game. Or, you know, that's my mentality anyways. Like, a starter, you know, you kind of got to get up there and, all right, like, I got to throw this pitch so I can cruise and do this next inning, blah, blah, blah. You know, a closer, you just get out there, all right, here it is. Here's what I got. Let's see what you got. And you put it together and see who wins. That's really just how I think about it every time I get up there.
With your delivery, I think your delivery is one of the things that makes you effective. I always go back to the word violence. I don't know if that's the most apt, but your front arm's flying every which way, and then your rear back and throw. When did you start throwing like that, and when did you discover, hey, this can make me more effective?
I mean, I've always kind of thrown like that. It's like a high front side. It's like it works almost like a catapult almost. Like, once that arm goes up, then my throwing arm goes down into the locked and loaded position, I guess. And once my glove comes down, then my arm comes up. So it's kind of like from high to low to throw. It's kind of like, you know, like a catapult mechanism, I guess. And I've just always thrown like that. I grew up playing shortstop and catcher. And I don't really know where that came from. I just, once I started throwing on the mound, it kind of got there. And I think the high front side gives me the fastball numbers that are different than some people. I get a lot of vertical break, what they call it, from, I think, the high front side and the way the ball comes off my finger. That's why my fastball's effective most times. We're going to say most times. But, yeah, it just kind of happened that way. That's just the way I throw, I guess.
Natural fit. Yeah. And speaking of natural, you've got the funky reliever look to you with the mullet, yeah. The mustache, the goatee. Yeah. When did that look come to be?
Well, you know, I've always wanted a mullet. I started growing one in junior college. Where I come from is kind of, you know, that's a normal look where I come from. You see that walking down the street all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think it fits me pretty well, my personality, I guess. He's not a very good role model to look at, but Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down, I kind of don't really want to model my life after him, but his look. I like his look. I think we could have the same look.
Yeah. Not too shabby. Yeah. Well, Bo, that's I think we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
For your first interview, I guess. Appreciate your time and best of luck next time out there.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That was Blue Jays reliever Bo Bonds and our conversation from over the weekend at Lakeland. In case you're still with us, as you might be able to guess, we are very much in a rain delay. It is pouring rain, and because the game did not stop before lightning got too close, the full tarp could not be put on the field. And so it is pouring rain on the infield. The plate and the mound are covered, but that's it. And so basically, tonight's game is very unlikely to continue. We will sign off the air here, but stay tuned to our social media pages for official word on this game. And of course, if this game does continue later tonight, we will be back on the air to bring you the action. Looking ahead to tomorrow's action, we'll get started at 6:30 here at TD Ballpark. Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show will start at 6:15 as the pitching matchup is set to be. It's still to be determined for Fort Myers. Jorge Bautista will take the baseball for the Jays, the right-hander with a 3-3 record and 5.06 ERA. So as lightning flashes overhead, we will sign off for now from TD Ballpark. The score, as it stands, through six innings, Fort Myers 2 and the Blue Jays 1. For everybody here at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Tuesday, and we'll talk again tomorrow. So long, everybody.